Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
SunTrust analyst Robert Peck was the first on the street with a $50 price target. People thought he was nuts. It sounded a little high. Well, Twitter spiked to $50 a share within the first 10 minutes of trading. He joins us now on the phone on Bloomberg Surveillance. So is this an I told you so moment for you with Twitter hitting 50 within minutes?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And yeah, near term here. Now, our $50 target's for the end of next year, so about a year out. And I think near term here, you're going to see the price more dictated by supply and demand imbalance. Look for the price to sort of settle in here over the next week or so as mutual funds fill out the positions they are looking to build initially on the IPO.
So they price it at $26 a share. 50, you think, is a fair price. Why? How do you reach that number?
Yeah, we put out our research report a month ago, and what we did was we walked through the financials, built out our projections, and came to about $2 billion of revenue in 2015. Now, the high-flying internet names that are growing close to 50 to 100% trade around anywhere from 15 to 20 times revenues. We put a 17 times multiple on the revenues, and that gets you to $50.
I wonder, though, Robert, about the supply of shares that are coming on, because once the lockup period expires, there's going to be a lot more supply. 70 million initially was not a whole lot, but this will be a drag on the stock going forward.
Well, that's the case with any IPO. And in fact, you know, management's committed to not selling for 6 months out, which is a good commitment. And none of the insiders were selling during the initial IPO. So I think you'll see they have a long-term view on the stock and not looking for any sort of short-term pops.
So has the money been made? I mean, what would you give advice to someone who didn't get in on this IPO, wasn't lucky enough, is looking at Twitter now after this tremendous spike? What do you do?
Well, here's the interesting part. So the stock's trading around $45 or so. But investors, to get their required 20% annualized return, the stock needs to get to about $90 in 3 years at the end of 2016. If you look at our $2 billion revenue number in 2015, you can have it go into $3 billion in 2016 on 50% growth, and then 30% growth would take you to $4 billion. You put a 15 multiple on that, and that gets you to $60 billion, which would take you to a $90 target.
Wow.
So that's what an investor would need to believe to get there, is thinking through those numbers. Those are the assumptions an investor would need to believe.
All right. Well, let's see. $90. That's the first I've heard that. Thanks for joining us this morning. Morning, Robert Peck.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.